Welcome to the SNS ICE podcast, your go-to source for the latest news and in-depth insights into the world of 6G in Europe. Join us as we dive into industry news, analyze the latest trends, and discuss the development of the new generation of cellular networks.
Hello, everyone. I would like to welcome all of you to yet another podcast organized by the SNS ICE project. My name is Ioannis Tomkos. I'm professor of telecommunication networks at the University of Patras in Greece, and I serve as a steering board member for the SNS. I have the pleasure today to introduce to you Manuel Lorenzo. We're going to have a discussion together. Manuel has been very active over the past 30 years or so, since 1994, I believe, in the development of wireless networks technology while working at Ericsson in various locations around Europe and for various roles and responsibilities for business matters, but also technical matters. And lately, he is the head of research and innovation unit at Ericsson in Spain. He has participated in numerous industry as well as European Union funded projects, developing, as we've discussed, innovations around 5G networks and now evolving 5G networks towards 6G. And in recent years, his main focus has been the exploration of the opportunities arising from the intersection of 5G with industry digitalization, essentially the so-called industry 4.0. And he's trying to explore possibilities for innovations in that space and also creation of an associated ecosystem focusing on this very interesting intersection. For this particular activity, he has led, actually, the preparation of a white article under the auspices of the 5G PPP and the technical board of 5G PPP, and published and released a white article called Innovation Trends in Industry 4.0, Enabled by 5G and Beyond Networks. So that was the motivation why we have here with us Manuel to talk about this topic. So Manuel, let's hear from you the details and the key findings from your studies as reported in this white article. And let's start with the first rather general question. What are the major trends you see in the Industry 4.0 evolution that you have identified as critical for the midterm and also the near term?
Well, there's two aspects that we have surveyed on those points. I would like to comment first on the evolution of Industry 4.0. There's basically three factors driving that. The very first one is that we are evolving from first initial early use cases involving relatively few devices to the generalization of more and more devices being connected to 5G to implement altogether Industry 4.0 use cases. That's the very first thing that we are witnessing and considering for the near future. Then, obviously, 5G comes along with the possibility to bring cloud and edge closer to the operational technologies environments in factories. So this is really a very compelling trend that will transform further Industry 4.0. And finally, the ecosystem is very broad. It's not only about manufacturing, supply, robotics, 5G, and cloud. It's also about a lot of exponential technologies like virtual reality, augmented reality, more about cloud computing evolution, and into quantum computing and more things to come. So that will be affecting the evolution of Industry 4.0 concept as such. Then what is that we are foreseeing that 5G can do in its evolution to 6G to further support Industry 4.0? If I can take that second angle of your question, then the white paper looks into three major aspects that I will try to introduce very briefly. The very first one is the concept of non-public networks or private networks, understood in a broad sense. So meaning that there is a lot of hybrid models making it possible that 5G coverage, 5G possibilities can be distributed between the public networks and the private networks in a small, in an efficient way. That's the first angle. The second could be, according to the discussions we have with concrete Industry 4.0 leaders, is beyond trying to minimize the latency, the objective for 5G should be to make the latency of communications more predictable, so that this is way more compatible with industrial processes that are using 5G as a communication channel, since it allows to have control systems, talking to control systems, not violating timeouts, and cooperating almost close to the real time with a lot of certainty.
Manuel, you mentioned that this use of 5G in Industry 4.0 environments will primarily be based on private networks, of course, with some hybrid implementations being possible. So what is the status of deployment of private 5G networks in the world, in Europe? I don't know if you have some insights, because unless this evolve, then the real benefits from 5G in such applications might not be implemented soon.
Well, this is growing and growing. I mean, we are witnessing that happening now. The momentum for private 5G is certainly now, meaning that from after a period of a lot of prototypes, proof of concepts, now the environments are there to stay. It is evolving as a native technology to be in the factories, in the warehouses, supporting use cases that they thought about and use cases they didn't think about. So that's the situation we are having. Yeah.
Okay. So can you share with us, can you discuss a couple of such use cases? Let's try to make it as specific and concrete as possible about such 5G technologies use in Industry 4.0 environments. Are there any projects running, any initiatives, any real deployments that you can talk about?
Absolutely. In the white paper, we are serving more than 50 cases, 5-0, for the collective study performed only for Europe. But I can mention maybe two concrete cases, line of use cases. The very first one has to do with the potential that has been demonstrated for the remote monitoring and remote actuation on factory environments, meaning that we can have the best expert in the world accessing remotely, supported by augmented reality, what is really happening now in real time in a remote factory, saving a lot of time, a lot of trips, a lot of energy, and making it possible that the production is smooth and there's no stops of the production line. So that is a perfect combination of 5G with machine learning and with augmented reality. And it's quite a general use case that it's been implemented all over the place. That is one line that is a safe bet, so to say. And then the second one is that normally the adoption of 5G has been taken in large manufacturing environments, first for the non-critical manufacturing processes, and then progressing into the more critical real-time processes. So a typical case of 5G incorporation in industrial environment is for supporting logistics. So everything having to do with mobile robots, with AGVs, taking critical spares, critical parts of the manufacturing process from one place to another in an autonomous way without human intervention, that's been the entry ticket for 5G to be used. And then as the coverage and the infrastructure for 5G is in there, then it penetrates the warehouses and the manufacturing plants to give a better service to the core industrial processes up to the real-time manufacturing. So that those are the cases we are working. We can see all over the place happening, and they propagate like a spark, let me say so. They're really contagious. If you see them happening here, then they are copied, they are improved, they are innovated on. And that's the cycle, the good cycle of adoption of 5G that we are seeing.
Excellent. These are very good examples of use cases. And I hope that we will see more and more happening in the future. So for these particular use cases, I understand that some of the 5G network innovations are more applicable than others, for example. So I'm thinking about deterministic networking, for example. I'm thinking about digital twinning. What are your views? Perhaps you can mention also others. I don't know what is happening out there. What are your views on those?
Yes, those lines are very applicable to this penetration of 5G into more and more central processes of Industry 4.0. I can really give the simple example that for some use cases, it is about the predictability of communication, what really matters much more than the immediacy of that communication. Because industrial processes have that way of working, that second nature. They are actually made, if you are controlling something remotely, if you are cooperating one robot with another, they expect to have a sign from each other within certain time intervals. And there's no packet of data that should be lost in that communication. So deterministic networking is actually the cornerstone for making that happen, making it possible that it's zero loss of packets and they arrive when they are expected. So that is actually, for us, like the flagship idea for the evolution of 5G to 6G for supporting Industry 4.0. And the second aspect is that Industry 4.0 is by far the best and earliest adopter of digital twin technology. So everything they do, from reviewing a process to designing a new manufacturing plant, involves digital twin. Everything is planned in advance, simulated in advance. So the combination of that process of creating something new, some new use cases, new manufacturing plants, with having the possibility to incorporate also the digital twinning of the 5G network itself, will be fantastic, because then they can anticipate at no risk how communications for the processes will work in the immediate future. And after that is planned and verified in the digital space, they can move to the costly physical space with the investment required for that. So those are two trends that you mentioned and that can really be a game changer for the evolution of Industry 4.0.
I see. Indeed, and all those type of use cases we've discussed and the particular technologies of digital twinning and deterministic networking are in the radar screen of many companies and users, and also being investigated in quite a few European-funded projects, including some that are funded by the SNS program, the Smart Networks and Services program that supports the evolution towards 6G. So I'm sure that as we move toward 6G network, there will be more innovative use cases that one can think about, new technologies that we hope will appear. So what are your views on that particular matter? How do you think that this evolution from 5G to 6G will come with some new innovations that will further propel the evolution of Industry 4.0?
I think that at the core of Industry 4.0 is data communications, data analysis, improving process based on the intelligence that can be applied to those processes. And it is actually the same trend with 5G. The path from 5G to 6G is incorporating more and more intelligence, automating and optimizing each and every process, every aspect of the network. And this will be important to make it possible that with the same technology, it is possible to address, let me say, from low-end to high-end use cases in a very effective manner and in a very efficient way. For instance, making sure that energy consumption is well optimized so that we are not trying to do everything with a very sophisticated technology, or we are not forced to adopt the latest, but the range of technologies. And this is important because it's not only about the environments and the 5G infrastructure. It's also about the devices, the 5G devices. That's a really important ecosystem by itself that has to evolve along with network deployments and with new use cases of Industry 4.0. So we will see also like a broader range of devices, 5G devices, from limited capabilities, but very useful, very economic, very energy efficient, to very sophisticated devices that implement a full range of functionalities that will be used by those new use cases. I mean, all of this basically makes the picture for for the future. And it's important to remark that 5G comes not only with solutions, comes with an ecosystem. And I want to remark that aspect. It brings economies of scale because being a single standard, then you can benefit from the availability of a lot of devices from for granted, so to say. And it's not about inventing each and every part of the end-to-end chain, but advancing all together.
Indeed. So the creation of an ecosystem is critical. This is what we're trying to do with all these activities, focusing on the topics of 5G and 6G all these years and in the future. At the same time, there is also a similar effort going on for the Industry 4.0 area. The issue is how to bring those two ecosystems together and grow both arms in parallel. I would like to ask you, what is going on also in Spain, since you know this area even better, since you are located there? Are there any national initiatives that indeed try to bridge those two worlds? And I know that you have a key role in such activities for the creation of the associated ecosystems.
Yes, I think that Spain can be a good example of that, because there is a nice transfer of knowledge from the companies, firms, startups involved in the European projects into the application for creating a tighter ecosystem of cooperation at national level. This has been happening with the so-called UNICO program. It's an R&D program that cultivates the ecosystem for the concrete applications of Industry 4.0 or 5G. And that makes us work on a daily basis with ABB, with Ford, with Gestamp, with local and global companies that benefit from that close cooperation that it is enabled by this type of programs. I mean, if you compare trying to establish an ecosystem on a transactional way, you know, like bidding and negotiating, it's not the way it works. We have to learn first and then develop the solutions. Then it's better for all. It's a win-win-win. And that is the type of thing that these national programs allow. But they really benefit from the previous stages of what we have been doing in the 5G PPP programs and others, because they create the trend, and actually they create the tools and the habit and the culture of collaboration.
Of course. And this is what we will keep doing now in the 6G Smart Networks and Services program, to address exactly those topics that you mentioned. I would like to say that the white article is very well written and conveys a lot of messages, let's say, and lessons, and hopefully will find use by all the community in both wireless networks and Industry 4.0. I believe we have covered quite a lot of issues in our discussion. I don't know if you have any final things to say, any final comments, recommendations out of this study you did.
I'm super glad to have participated in this interview. I think that we have done a good exercise of recap of everything happening with Industry 4.0 and 5G. And I wish that we can keep on working for having, in a few years from now, a good summary of the same quality for Industry 5.0 and 6G. So elevating one figure, our analysis for the best of the European economy.
Excellent. Very good. So I would like to thank you very much, Manuel, for this discussion we had with quite a few insights. We will stay in touch, and I hope all the audience will enjoy this podcast. Thank you so much.
This podcast is brought to you by SNS ICE, an EU-backed project focused on creating a collaborative environment for the development and deployment of 6G smart networks and services. The project has received funding from the European Union's Horizon Europe Research and Innovation Programme under Grant Agreement number 1010958411.